This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've been A, paying close attention to the music in the show today, and B, if you happen to be a fan of punk rock, you might have noticed a theme. All of the music in today's program is either by the punk rock band The Offspring, or it was chosen special just for us by the band's lead singer, Dexter Holland. We called him up and invited him on because he is just a crazy busy guy. Multitasking is too soft a word. Besides fronting The Offspring, he's a PhD candidate in molecular biology and an entrepreneur to boot. He runs his own hot sauce company. Dexter, thanks a lot for coming in.
Hey, thank you.
I don't mind saying that talking to you makes me feel about as inefficient and time-wasting as I've ever felt. I mean, do you sleep or what?
You're too kind. Thank you.
No, that's a serious question. It's a time management thing, right, in essence?
It is kind of. You always feel like something's slipping. You know, we're going on tour in Europe in a month, so I ran a few miles this morning.
Good.
And then I'm going to be here with you today. I'm hitting the hot sauce factory on the way back down because it's in Huntington Park. We're making green sauce today, and I'm doing a vocal tonight. So I wrote some lyrics before I hopped in the car to come see you. So
it's a full day.
Yeah, it's a full day, but it's great. Like, man, who gets to do what I do? It's awesome.
You got to keep them separated.
I wonder how much time you spend with people looking at you on paper or meeting you face to face and not knowing about your other interests, and they say, wait, dude, you're a punk rocker? What?
Oh, right. Don't underestimate us. Yeah. You know, I think they get very stunned when they find out, wow, you do other things or you're educated and stuff. And punk rock is very rebellious, of course, but it also means thinking for yourself. And there's a lot of smart guys, a lot of guys that have had a lot of education, the singer for Bad Religion and singer for The Descendants. And it's kind of a thing amongst some of us.
You were a scientist before you were a musician, really, weren't you? Molecular biology is your thing.
That's right. That's right.
I would ask you to describe your work, but A, I wouldn't understand it. And B, the quote I read about you is, we're trying to slash the tires on HIV, right?
Trying to put it in layman's terms,
yeah.
Right? But yeah, there's a lot of ways that people are trying to attack the AIDS problem, and there's different weaknesses in the AIDS virus, like Achilles heels in a way, and I'm focusing on one.
And then somewhere along the line, between all this other stuff you're doing, you say to yourself, I'm going to start a hot sauce business? Gringo Bandito? What the?
Just one of those dumb things. I'm sitting eating a taco one day, yeah, Putting some hot sauce on it, and just thought, why don't I have a hot sauce?
Come on. Really?
Just like it was like that feeling, like it would be cool to have a hot sauce. I have no idea how to cook anything or make hot sauce, but how about if I just mess around with it for a while and see if I can come up with something?
And you come up with your recipe, and then what do? You go find some seed capital and you know, get some partners, or what do?
No, come on.
You do it on your stove?
I don't know if you've ever heard of the term DIY. It's an old punk rock term that stands for do it yourself, because
it's an old punk rock
term. When you started, you had in a band, and no one, you know, you don't go to Capitol Records and get signed. You had to do your own t-shirts and your own flyers, and you had to do everything yourself out of necessity. And the hot sauce was the same thing. I just made it as Christmas presents and gave it out to my friends and some coworkers and stuff. And they were just like really raving their response, like, this is so good, you should sell it. And that kind of got me going. And so I started doing it.
Talk to me for a second about your approach to making your music. It's got to be different now than it was when you were 20. Has to be.
It is, because you can't sing about the same things as you did when you were 20. It would be ridiculous to sing about, I don't know, being in the quad or something like that, right? So really the challenge is how to keep it universal in a way. How can I tap on a feeling that I'm still feeling that other people can feel and isn't just necessarily for 40-year-olds, you know? Can't really write about mortgage payments and stuff like that, but
we would play that song on this show if you wrote a song about mortgage payments.
Right.
I'm here to say that.
But you can talk about, you know, let's make the world a better place, as naive as that sounds, there's always something messed up to write about. That was one of my songs. It was called Stuff is Messed Up, which is sort of a nice way of saying what the words really are.
Yeah, that's not the way I remember that song, but okay.
RPGs, ecstasy, atrophy, genocide, pin my right, politize you for my injustice everywhere, apathy, I don't care.
Are you going to be like the Stones touring when you're 75? I mean, not that there's anything wrong with Mick out there. But
I know, I hope so. When I was, 10 years ago, I can't imagine doing this when I'm 50. Now I'm like, hell yes. 75. Let's do it. Actually, you know, we'll do it as long as it's fun. Like I said, we've achieved everything in terms of the whatever, the selling records and awards and all that that we wanted to. And now it's just fun. And if it wasn't fun, I would do something else.
Dexter Holland, thanks a lot for coming in.
Hey, thank you. You know, I do a lot of interviews, and it's nice to not have an interview start with, tell me about your record.
Yeah, well, there you go. Welcome to Marketplace.
Yeah, no, this has been really fun. Thanks for having me.
Take it easy. We got Dexter to put together a whole Marketplace playlist just for us, money, theme, and all. Marketplace.org is where it lies.